Welcome to the Midlife WTF podcast, where we talk about all of the changes that happen in this second act, or as I like to call it, the hormonal Hunger Games. I'm your host, Deborah, and today's hot topic, literally, is hot flashes. The reason you now carry a personal fan in your purse like it's 1847. I'm sure many of you are already painfully familiar with hot flashes, but give this a listen and share this episode with your male partners or your younger female counterparts, because hot flashes have become the menopause punchline, but they are no freaking joke. What are hot flashes? They're sudden feelings of intense warmth, mostly in the upper body. It's in your face, your neck, your chest. Your skin might get red, you might break out in the sweat, and you suddenly start peeling off layers like you're Demi Moore in Striptease. They can last anywhere from 30 seconds up to like 5 minutes. And that may not sound long, but think about this happening when you're talking directly to your boss or giving a presentation, or trapped in your parka with the seatbelt on going 80 down the highway. Why do hot flashes happen? Ah, the magic of declining estrogen. Yes, as our ovaries decide to retire without giving us 2 weeks' notice, our bodies start to short circuit. So the hypothalamus, that's the part of your brain that regulates temperature, it suddenly thinks you're overheating even though you're not. So it sends this code red, she's on fire signal to your brain. And so your body starts to naturally try to cool you, including giving you the urge to stick your head in the freezer. The worst part, and no one really warns you about this, is the aftermath. You started sweating like a full-blown pit-soaked, back-slicked, under boob and inner thigh betrayal. So now you're not just warm, you're damp, and you smell. And guess what? You're stuck that way until you can shower, change, and possibly burn your bra. So what can we do about it? Well, it's kind of frustrating, but as usual, there's no one-size-fits-all cure. But here are a couple of things to try. So hormone replacement therapy might be able to help you. I'm on it, and for me, it's effective. I went from probably 10 almost debilitating hot flashes a day to maybe a couple a week. HRT doesn't solve all menopause issues, but for hot flashes, I found it incredibly helpful. There are also lifestyle tweaks you can try. So I'm aware that caffeine, alcohol, spicy food, and stress can make hot flashes worse, which is unfortunate because that is my exact diet and lifestyle. If you're able to cut down or avoid these things, you'll definitely be better off. There are over-the-counter medications. I never had much success with them, but if swallowing horse pills is no big deal for you, definitely worth a try. So if you can't stop hot flashes, let's talk about how you can maybe deal with them a little better. So it starts with clothing. You know, my mom used to always say dress in layers. What I've learned is when I'm getting ready in the morning, I try to think of outfits that work for both Anchorage and Miami in the same day. There are also some great cooling products on the market. There are fans, there are cooling pillows, and there are even necklaces that feel like Elsa's tears. You can also try some mindfulness and breathing exercises. And I know that sounds a little woo-woo, you know, but slowing your breath can definitely help dial down the heat. And it gives you a nice distraction from the sweat beads forming above your upper lip. Today, we also have full body deodorant. And for that, I thank God. I believe it was created by a woman in midlife who was trapped in her parka. The bad news, friends, is that hot flashes are annoying, unpredictable, and somewhat unavoidable. The good news is that as menopause is becoming part of an acceptable public narrative and no longer a taboo subject, I believe we'll have more treatments and more helpful products coming out. Our daughters will not suffer as we are. In the melty meantime, whip out that fan like Madonna in the Vogue video and let your body move to the music. That's it for today's sweaty saga on the Midlife WTF podcast. If you like this episode, subscribe, share, and send to that friend who always asks, is it hot in here or is it just me? No, Betty, it's not you. It's all of us. Until next time, stay cool, my friends. This podcast is for entertainment purposes and not meant as medical advice. As always, consult a healthcare professional for treatment.